This is the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthorne.
Super excited today. We have Fung Fan here in the studio, direct from Sydney. Fung, thank you so much for joining us here on the Celebrity Authority Show. Now, you're a speaker and an expert in success. Fung, tell us a little bit more about what does success mean to you?
Success, actually, well, before I actually start, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on the show. And just wanted to say it's great to be in your proximity and you're a very inspiring person.
Thank you.
So, in regards to answering your question, success. Now, success means very different to everybody. And my success is what brings the greatness out of me. And what brings greatness out of me is that I'm so passionate in bringing greatness out of people, empowering people to do what they love. And when I see this enlightenment, this awakening, it is this piece of joy and bliss that they are on, and they're on this momentum, and that's what success is for me.
And there's a lot of people, though, that haven't unleashed that element of success as yet. So I'm really now keen to dive deep into you and how did you find that place? Because I'm sure you haven't always been like that. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're absolutely right, Sam. As a little girl, I couldn't barely speak a word. I couldn't find my voice. And over a period of time, I started to build that confidence. And I worked in corporate for 13 years, and I have coached actually people, over 70,000 people over a period of 19 years. But working in corporate, I had managed to understand this confidence, to understand what it is that I needed to become, but also helping other people who needed this, what is it, this overcoming this fear and this reluctancy and understanding their limiting beliefs. So I was able to work in corporate, and I worked in education actually.
Okay, sorry, can I just go back? So you were saying when you were young you couldn't find your voice.
Yeah.
Is that something that your parents was drumming into you, that they wouldn't allow you to speak in front of them, or is it something where you didn't believe in yourself within? How come this little girl Fung couldn't find her voice?
Kids mirror their parents. So Mum and I, we barely spoke to each other, and Mum would work at home and she would work hard every single day, more than 12 hours. And as a single parent that she was, she didn't really, I suppose, what is the word? She didn't interact with us a lot. So I would go to school and I'd be, you know, I wouldn't raise my hand. I would be the kid under the table, shy as anything. And that's a little bit of a fear that I had growing up. And if I stood in front of a group of people, I would be so embarrassed and so shy. But that confidence had built over time. But yeah, it was a...
Is this a cultural thing? Like, are your parents from Australia or...?
No, so my background is actually Vietnamese. So Mum and Dad escaped to Vietnam when I was the age of 2.
And so you were born in Vietnam?
I was born in Vietnam, So we escaped and we lived in a concentration camp in Indonesia. But I had arrived here in Sydney, set up a whole new life. Mum separated shortly after, and Mum had to do all the hard work and being the dad as well. So it was living a life with very little, very little means. Mm.
And so then transitioning from school, and then you managed to get a corporate job. Did you find your voice before you got your foot? Was it in school or was it in the workplace? When did you find your voice?
Yeah, I found my voice after I left school. I found it in the corporate industry.
Okay.
And it was training myself up, presenting as well, because we're forced to present. I'm forced to do group meetings. I'm forced to stand up and work around a team. Mm. And it was also the fact that I was traveling. And because I was traveling, I have to communicate to people with different languages. And that's where I started to build my communication skills. It's being faced front on. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I want to share. And then I started to be very interested in connecting and understanding what it is that you want. So working in education for the university, I realised these students wanted to go to Australia, they wanted to study, but they wanted to do a particular course. And I'm like, are you sure that's what you actually wanted? Or is this what your parents want? Because Asians are told, you're going to do this, you're going to marry a dentist or a doctor, work in accounting, finance, and that was something like, no, this is not what you want. Because I know that when students who come to Australia, they study and they stress out and they fail. Mm. And then they go home. Mm. And I just knew in myself that I had to deliver and help these kids be redirected. And also from then, when they finished and graduated, yeah. going into the workforce. And is this really what they wanted to do? So, yeah.
So if there are people out there right now that want to find their voice and, you know, overcome this fear, as you say, what exactly is the formula to do that? Because it's easier said than done, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's a very good question, Sam. I actually also wanted to add on that through my relationship that I had been for the past 13 years and I had separated and running my own business and coming out having a debt, I've lost that voice again. I lost that confidence. And then I had to pedal back through realizing I actually have a DNA, I actually have a formula inside me that I had applied helping other people. And then I've put together a formula that will be able to help people, whether it's an individual or you as a manager helping staff as well. Because the bottom line with businesses, it's you know, with production, being more productivity, but how do you increase sales? You know, it's inspiring the actual individual to do what they can. And what my three tools are is, it's called the E-Cube, so it's a formula. So it's embrace, which is the first step, empower, and then evolve. So embracing is actually understanding what your fears are, listing them out, and then understanding what that is, and then finding the opportunity, and then learning what that is. So learning is under empower, And then when you understand and you've done this research and you're around a supportive group, the next step is actually taking action. So the paradigm shift to success is actually taking action.
Awesome. And there's a lot of people out there, obviously, that aren't necessarily taking action. But I read somewhere recently that you were talking about more around being one with fear. Tell us more. What exactly do you mean by that?
Okay. So being at one with fear, instead of resisting fear, going against fear, why not dance with fear? Why not embrace fear? Make love to it if you have to. But fear is, it's always a protective shield. Yes, it is. But if we understand what that is and be one with it, being fearless and living life fearless, because at the end, there's this ferocious joy that brings the greatness out of you. Right. So that's what I believe is you being at one with fear. And if I can empower you, which my aim is to empower millions of people, so they too can empower other people to be at one with fear.
That is fantastic. It was so inspiring. And obviously that is now your next chapter and that's what's next for you. It's about getting this message out so you can help other people embrace fear and find their voice. Is that right?
That's right. Absolutely. I'm keynote speaking and I'm writing my book as well, putting all these tools that I've learned at Speakers Institute and helping those people, because I know it's in me and I'm a student for life. And as long as I continue to empower people through that book, that's my message.
Are we allowed to ask what's the book called? Can we guess?
Oh, no, it's definitely At One With Fear.
At One With Fear. Yeah. Hey, Fung, really inspiring. Thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you for
having me. This Celebrity Authority Show. However, look, just before you go, we have this section that we ask all of our people that come onto the show.
Right.
And it's a challenge. And it is the 10 questions in 60-second challenge. Ooh. Fung Fan, do you accept the challenge?
Accepted.
All right. Fung, your time starts now. Favorite color?
White, obviously.
It is white.
It's definitely white, yes.
Favorite food?
Oh, vietnamese rolls.
Oh yes. Favorite celebrity?
Oh, everybody's a celebrity to me, but Brendan Burchard.
He's awesome. Favorite actor?
Blake Lively.
Who's that?
Oh, she's played a role in Age of Adeline.
Okay. Oh, yes. Favourite professional speaker?
Oh, apart from you, Sam, Robin Banks.
Yes. Favourite book?
Oh. The Fear book, Just Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers.
Ah, yes, great book. Favourite movie?
Age of Adeline.
Yeah. Favourite city?
Oh, apart from Sydney, Osaka.
Osaka?
Yes.
Oh, Japan. Favourite drink?
Oh, a glass of whiskey would be fine.
Oh, really? Favourite pizza topping?
Oh, olives and pineapple.
Oh, yum. Yeah. And Fung, if you were to be an animal, which animal would you be?
Oh, I'd definitely be a wolf.
A wolf? Why is that?
Yes. I found out it's one of my totem animals, but also they have a precision of focus and they hunt and manage to look after their tribe.
I love that. Fung, thank you so much for joining us here at the Celebrity Authority Show.
Thank you, sir.
Yay! Oh, my God.